Daisy stood up on the split rail fence, her favorite pair of sneakers struggling not to slip on the old wood. She braced herself with her elbows and looked out over the vast piece of land behind her house. They wanted to build a shopping mall. A freaking shopping mall! The ugliest of all structures, as far as she was concerned. Acres and acres of land would be ruined, so that soccer moms and teenage girls could spend away their futures for crop tops and overpriced bras. She couldn't imagine someone wanting to bulldoze the rolling hills and beautiful trees that dotted the landscape of her beloved hometown. Who needed more overpriced clothing stores and gross fast food places? She tried to imagine what the property would look like 5 years from now. It made her stomach ache. She had grown up in Thornhill, an outlying suburb of Atlanta. But with the city growing further and further outward each year, developers had set their sights on her beloved little hometown for a giant shopping mall that would attract tourists and turn Thornhill into some kind of retail mecca. "You're torturing yourself," her best friend Megan said from behind her. "Do you remember when Ralphie Lang would bring his four-wheeler out here, and we'd ride through those mud puddles left behind after the summer rains?" Megan giggled. "And we would purposely stand too close and get splattered with orange water." Daisy smiled at the memory. High school had ended almost 10 years ago now, but it was still fresh in her mind. She had all of the same friends. She went to all the same places. Nothing much had changed in Thornhill, after all. And she didn't want it to. She hated change. It wasn't like she wanted to run a farm or plant a huge garden. That had been her grandfather's domain. As much as he tried to teach her how to work the land they owned, she never really got the hang of it, other than understanding how to drive the tractor without running it into the barn. Now she hired a local kid to keep the grass cut on their 3 acres and make sure her grandmother's prized roses were in tip-top shape. But she wanted it to stay the same, all of it. Her memories were as much a part of the land as the trees that grew on it. She could still see her papa out behind the house, the summer sunset illuminating him from behind as he tended to his vegetable garden and cursed the rabbits that kept getting into it no matter what he did. "You know, a mall may not be that bad. We have to drive a long way to go shopping anywhere nice." Daisy jumped off the fence and put her hands on her hips as she glared at her friend. "You're kidding me, right?"
"Well, no."
"Meg, you know how much this means to me, to our town. Everything will change if they build this mall. All of this land will be gone," she said, sweeping her hand behind her. "Our memories will be gone." Megan stepped forward and touched Daisy's shoulder. "No, our memories will always be there. But things can't stay the same forever, you know that. No one can take your memories away from you. Plus, your grandparents always wanted you to leave this tiny town and do great things." Daisy hated change more than most people. She still lived in the house she grew up in, drove the same car she had in high school, and worked at the same drugstore where she got her first job. A good therapist could easily see why she was so stuck in her ways. It wasn't a mystery to those who knew her. When her mother died, Daisy had only been 9 years old. Addiction was an awful thing. Even at her young age, they'd already moved 13 times by the time she hit fourth grade. Her father had never been part of the picture, so her grandparents had stepped in to raise her, moving her to Thornhill with them. She'd finally gotten stability with her grandparents, and she had held on to it tightly since. Even after her grandparents had passed away, Daisy hadn't moved out of their house. She didn't leave her tiny town like most of her friends had. She hunkered down, trying desperately not to lose that comforting feeling that her grandparents had brought into her life. And now a shopping mall was coming, right outside the back fence of her property. A big, ugly concrete monster with ugly asphalt parking lots, Black Friday sales, and outsiders who would eventually come to Thornhill for retail therapy. Yuck.